For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Recent Arkansas State University graduate Aaron J. Fisher is one of nine recipients of the Arkansas Arts Council's Individual Artist Fellowship Award. The honors are given to recognize outstanding artistic achievement, and the accompanying monetary award is designed to give the honorees the opportunity to pursue creation of additional works. KASU's Marty Scarborough recently spoke with Fisher about the fellowship, about his time at Arkansas State University, and about his own musical journey.
Basically, my mom used to sing a background for a group called Shea Norman and Company. He just recently passed about this year. But she used to sing background with him back in Memphis. And so I've always grown up around music, went to creative and performing arts schools in Memphis, and then went to a South Haven high school. And that's when I got introduced to band. And so our band traveled. Like, we were always gone from August all the way until the beginning of December, every single weekend, competing in football games and everything like that. So I've just always grown up around music.
Well, what type of music was your mom singing?
She was singing gospel.
Gospel music?
Gospel music, yeah.
Okay. And what did you play in the band?
I played marimba. I only played marimba my last year because he was like, well, you need to start working on scholarships and stuff like that, because we had a 20-piece pit front ensemble.
Okay.
And so we, like, had keys and guitar and everything like that. We did some great shows. We did a Woodstock show. We did one based off of Halo, the video game. It was nice. But yeah, I played mostly percussion. So
I love to see you smile. I wish our listeners could see how smiling and excited you are just talking about music. Yeah. Well, tell us about some of the people who contributed to your life and influenced you musically. You mentioned your mom, but who else?
Dr. Miller, for one.
Okay.
I know he's enjoying his retirement, yeah, right now. I just talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but we want to tell people that Dr. Dale Miller is the now retired director of choral activities here at A-State.
Yes, but he has greatly influenced me. And I remember the first song I brought to him, because I was wanting more kind of knowledge in the choral world. And I just took him my first song that I wrote, and he read through it, and I'm thinking he's going to critique it. And then he said, okay, let's perform it. And I was kind of like, what? And so from that point on, that was probably like in 2012, 2013. And ever since then, I've been getting multiple pieces performed by Arkansas State University. So
what made you think that you wanted to write something for a choral ensemble?
Just for the experience.
Really?
I've never been that type of person to stick with just one thing. I've always been the thing of the more versatile you are, the more opportunities you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just the thing that I was going for, was versatility and knowledge and trying to make sure I got my hand in every single thing, because there's no telling in what I want to do, what I'll be writing for, or who I'll be writing for.
Well, I know, like you said, Dr. Miller said, let's perform this one. What are some of the other compositions that you have written that have been performed in the past by some Arkansas State ensembles?
I've done a lot of jazz arrangements. What I've done mostly is I got really influenced to do a lot of men's and women's choir pieces by one of my other mentors, Miss Cherie Collins,
mm-hmm,
who is the interim director,
yes,
as far as now. So I got really influenced to do a lot of men's and women's choral pieces. And so I've done arrangements. I've done a Adele arrangement, Hello. I've done a piece by Francis. I've just done over. I'm sitting here thinking of the whole catalog. I'm like, which one do you want to talk about?
But, well, I mean, how many arrangements and compositions do you have in your catalog at this time?
Instrumental, I probably have over 300.
Wow.
But choral, I'm reaching more on the kind of 50, 60-ish realm, and that's just with originals. Now, arrangements, I can't even count.
I'm speaking with Aaron J. Fisher. He's winner of the Arkansas Arts Council's Individual Artist Fellowship Award in the category of performing arts, music composition, and the classical Western tradition. So you mentioned that Dr. Miller kind of helped put you on that path toward choral music. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration to write something that's brand new, a brand new melody, whether it's jazz, whether it's instrumental, whether it's for voices. What prompts you to create a brand new piece of music?
Absolutely no idea. And the reason why I say this is because I'm influenced by everything. Like, I do listen to the radio sometimes,
mm-hmm,
but a lot of times I'll sit there and recently, I've had a lot of my ideas come from, I'll just be walking through the park. I'll go to Craighead,
yeah,
and I'll just be walking through the park. And it's not the fact that I hear a bird or something like that. It's just the fact that something would just come in my head, and I'm like, okay, record it. or I've gotten to the point now where there are so many ideas in my head. I'm like, if it sticks, use it. If it doesn't, it'll come back sooner or later. But a lot of times in life, just things I go through or personal things or even things that other people have went through that I see, I'll write about that.
Have you ever had the opportunity to have someone come to you and say, hey, I want you to write this on commission. I want you to write a specific work.
All the time.
What are some of the challenges of that? I mean, I'm not creative in that way, but it seems like if someone's paying you to come up with something, is there any kind of pressure involved in creating in that way?
Always pressure. Just because you know how you are, mm-hmm. but then to try and get in their mind as far as how they are hearing it. But as far as me being a church musician, that's probably one of the key components that kind of helped me within that realm of hearing somebody sing something and then just playing along with them, because I play keyboard mainly. Mm-hmm. So if I just listen to them sing it, I'd be like, okay, I guess this is the chord that goes with it. And they're like, yes. And I'm kind of like, okay, don't scare me. But yeah, so that's kind of one thing that goes through. Plus, I always send it back and forth to be like, do you like this? What mm-hmm. needs to be changed? And things like that. So it's always a trial and error every single time.
Well, tell us about some of the musicians or groups or ensembles for which you've written on commission.
Men's and Women's Choir was one. There was a piece that I did for... women's choir. It was by Francis. It was called Don't Worry About Me. Mm-hmm. And we did it. The women's choir did it. And it was like over spring break of 2015-16. And I get a text message from Miss Collins. She said, hey, I heard this song. It sounds wonderful. Go listen to it. And so I went and listened to it. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And so once I went and I said, okay, what do you want me to do with this? And she said, I want you to write an arrangement of it for women's choir. And so I sat up there, make sure all the legal stuff, because, you know, we got to make sure of that.
Yeah.
But make sure all of the legal stuff, and then did an arrangement of it. And then I added a little bit of stuff to it as well, just to see if she would like it. And then she said, okay, I love it. And I sent it to her right then. I probably sent it to her probably 4 hours later after she sent it to me, her the arrangement of it. And she said, okay, we're going to do it. And she paid me for it and things like that. And so the next thing I know, like, all the shows that I watch were using this same song. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. But it sometimes comes up like that. So,
well, what's more challenging, to do an arrangement of a song that people already know or to come up with something that's brand new, your own original melody?
I would say coming up with something original. Okay. Just because it's one thing to sit there and already hear the general idea and just kind of... If you know somebody wants you to bake a cake, then you just be like, okay, well, I can just put icing all on the cake. It's still a cake. You mm-hmm. just ask me to make a cake. But if somebody says, hey, make me a dessert, what dessert do you want? You're not being specific. And so that's how I am in my mind as far as, okay, I know I want this feeling, but I don't specifically know what it is. So it's sometimes with all the clutter that's in my mind, I'm kind of like, okay, what do you want? Even last night I was doing some more music, and I did an instrumental for a song I'm writing. And I did the instrumental and said, okay, went to work, got back home, and totally changed it. As soon as I got home, I said, this is ridiculous. So I had basically two different beats. But
well, I love the analogy about cakes and desserts. That's wonderful. My guest is Aaron J. Fisher. He's winner of the Arkansas Arts Council's Individual Artist Fellowship Award for Performing Arts, Music Composition in the Classical Western Tradition. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that specific award. Okay. I assume that you had to submit a composition.
I did.
Tell us about that process and what led to you receiving this particular fellowship.
One of my friends, Jeanette Robinson, actually tagged me in the post that they had for it. She said, you need to do this. And so I was kind of like, okay, I would try and see. And so I went to Miss Collins about it, and I also went to Dr. Miller about it too, mm-hmm. and got their input. And I had already written songs for that semester for the men's choir, women's choir, and the concert choir. And so one of the songs that I wrote, because I never know, and the song that I wrote for the men's choir, it had been like a year I was working on that song. I wrote a song for my grandmother, Drowning in Your Love, that was like men's mm-hmm. choir and string quintet. And the song was just basically about when I'm going through, because I was in the process of getting my degree. So mm-hmm. it was basically about how much she's been there and uplifted me and things like that. So wrote the song and... gave it to Ms. Collins, and she was like, this is beautiful. We're going to do it. And talk to Dr. Song, who's the mm-hmm. string instructor. And he said, okay, he would do it. And we got all that together. So I was kind of nervous because I'm like, okay, how am I going to send this song and everything like that? But Miss Robin McClee, like, worked with me the whole time. And she was like, get it when you can. You got this. And everything like that. I was like, okay, great. Thank you. But I'm sitting over there panicking. So sent in that song. And I was just nervous the whole time, not knowing when I was going to find anything out, if I was going to find anything out at all. And then one day, I was not thinking about it at all. I was just glad my bills was paid. And I checked my email and I saw I got the award. I was like, all right.
Well, congratulations on that award. I noticed that it comes with a substantial monetary award. And I'm quoting here directly from the press release. It says that this money is to be used to set aside time for creating their art and improving their skills. So with that directive, what are you thinking about doing with the opportunity that having this fellowship has given to you?
I have no idea. I'm still figuring out. I'm still working. I still have goals that I'm trying to do now while I'm in Jonesboro. I'm trying to do some community projects as well to benefit a lot of other people in Jonesboro, because that's one thing about me. I love writing music myself and then getting other people performing, but I like working with other people as well. So just trying to see what that can be. I can't give too much details, but I'm working on something really big. So.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I mean, what are your long-term goals? Do you see music as being your primary career?
I do. It took me a long while to even figure out what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something musically, but I didn't know what it was. And so now I didn't even know anything about like choral music or instrumental music or the big call for it. Even though music is everywhere, I'm still kind of like, you know, there's a lot of one and done going on. So but just to see, I know one of my long-term goals is I actually want to do a movie score for something. That's one big thing I want to do. I want to do jazz albums and write for other artists and things like that. So those are just some of my long-term goals. And
well, one thing we haven't talked about is the fact that you are a vocalist and a recording artist yourself. Yeah, I noticed that you've had several credits while you were working on your bachelor's degree here. You were singing in some operas and with some of the ensembles here.
Yes, vocal jazz. I can't even count how many times I was in vocal jazz. But I learned how to do a lot, learned how to sing, learned how to beatbox and things like that. And a big shout out to the chairman, Dr. K. Dr. Kyriakos, for those who don't know who Dr. K is, but she was the main person who sat there and told me, you have a beautiful voice and that I need to use it and kind of tone it up and things like that. So without that comment from her, then I probably would have just been like, okay, I'm just going to write. I'm not going to sing or anything like that.
Well, we're glad that Arkansas State University seems to have had a positive impact on your musical journey.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Because, you know, it's different for other people. People sometimes just be like, okay, you go in, and you're just like, nope. But it's worked out. I'm really grateful.
That's Aaron J. Fisher, who's a graduate of Arkansas State University with a bachelor's degree in musical composition. Fisher is one of the winners of the 2018 Arkansas Arts Council's Individual Artist Fellowship Award. He'll be honored along with other recipients at a ceremony Thursday night, September 27th, at the Historic Arkansas Museum in Little Rock. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.